Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for December 9th, 2017. And with Christmas just 2 weeks away, I thought I'd get creative in Santa's workshop to come up with a kind of a Christmas story for both adults and children. Don't get me wrong, I'm not Charles Dickens, and this is not your conventional Christmas story. I mean, this show is about Christ Mass, Christmas Christ Mass awakening in our global social networks. It's about the second coming of Christ-like virtues in the collective conscience of global humanity. And this is in regard to the ascension process that's involving and evolving the personal and planetary transformation we're now seeing. So this is a story that beats in the heart of many light workers, light bearers, and light sharers whose sole contract at this time is to bring forth more light to the world and more love, specifically that rare breed of universal cosmic love that always raises the standard of global holistic healing. Love heals all. Always has, always will. So this is a metaphoric Christmas story to address the reason for this holiday season. First part of the show, I'll be going into this concept of Christ Mass awakening, the second coming of universal love in global social networks. In the second part of the show, I'll go more into then the systemic global upgrade and reboot of five core internet freedoms that are transforming the World Wide Web in an ongoing process that some would refer to as the ascension process, you know, the ascension of more light and love in the web of, in the World Wide Web of light, the worldwide web of consciousness. Excuse me. Got a little throat thing going on here, but I got a lozenger in case I need it. So I'll be doing a reading from my blog article, which I just published today, and I'll be finishing with a bedtime prayer for children that provides a Christmas primer for heart connection, like a prayer of pure intention and focused attention with love's retention for creative ascension, the dimension of love comprehension beyond reprehension. I had to work that in. So this article is archived at both the 2017 Big Shift Compendium as well as the HeartCom Network. So you can read along with me today if you want to pull up the big 2017 Big Shift or the HeartCom Network latest blog, and you can read along with podcasts and be able to pause the narrative when the podcast comes out, if it's out now. I mean, I'm doing this live, but with the podcast, you'll be able to pause it and watch the links or watch the videos that are included. So as the Big Shift of 2017 comes to a Christmas climax, those with great love in their hearts are awakening to the realization that little else matters now. The end of the world as we've known it is the beginning of a new world that promises a return to the foundation of, by, and for worldwide love. So I'm going to begin this for the blog today with a little orientation to welcome the spirit of Christ Mass awakening in our social networks as a global unified quantum field of cosmic love, universal love, in regard to what's going on with the big shift climax of energies that's going on globally. That in the mainstream media, they never talk about this, but this is the big picture, what's going on energetically globally with our entire solar system. And I've got an article here, and there's graphics with this in the blog, that is regarding the magnetic fields around the Earth and around our solar system, around the sun solar system. It's called the heliosphere. There's a graphic of our solar system and the magnetic field around it, and how our whole solar system has moved into this area of the photon belt in our galaxy that it cycles through about every 28,000 years. Actually, twice in 28,000 years in a sine wave curve up and across the galactic plane. But it, to make a long story short, we're entering our Earth, our solar system is entering into a field of energy with interstellar winds and just magnetic fields that are transforming all the fields on all the planets of our solar system. So the big shift I've been talking about, the 2017 big shift, has been part of a huge shift that's going on in our solar system. You got to realize that our solar system orbits around the great central sun of our galaxy about every 200 million years. We're about two-thirds of the way out in the spiral arms of our galaxy. Our solar system is about two-thirds of the way out, and it's going around the great central sun of our galaxy. And as it's going around, it's orbiting. And the orbit of our solar system, as it's going around the great central sun, is going up and across in a sine wave curve across this galactic plane of hundreds of billions of star systems in alignment in the spirals of the of our galaxy in the galactic plane. And as it orbits up and across, and again, this is an orbit, but it's not a circular orbit because it's moving around the galaxy in the galactic center. So it's actually like a sine wave curve as it's moving above and then below and then back up to the galactic plane. Well, we're right at that stage where we're crossing the galactic plane and we're in alignment with the photon belt, and that's why the last 100 years you've seen everything accelerating on our planet. We've gone from horse and buggy age to space age within 100 years. The rate of change has been accelerating because the photonic light affects our DNA. It affects our DNA, which is, you know, trillions of DNA in our cells are communicating with each other and with the quantum field, with the galactic quantum field. It's all connected. You know, the DNA is a transceiver. It receives and transmits, and it's coordinating not only the coordinates of our body with billions of cells, but it's in communication with the field, the quantum field. And it affects consciousness because there are fields within fields. There's the heart chakra, which has a magnetic field. There's the toroidal field around the brain, which resonates with the heart chakra. It's a much stronger magnetic field in the heart than in the brain, but they're all in resonance. And these fields are all in sync with, basically, not just homeostasis in the body, but a certain type of homeostasis in the field, in the quantum field, and in the collective consciousness of humanity. I mean, this is all according to cosmic law. There is divine order in the universe. You know, God has rules, and we're inadvertently in sync with those rules to the extent that, you know, we have consciousness, and that consciousness is evolving, and planet Earth has a consciousness, and the energetics of our planet are evolving, and planet Earth and our solar system is moving into a whole new sector of the universe as it moves around, you know, this 200 million year cycle orbiting around the great central sun. We're moving into this new sector of deep space energy, sometimes referred to as Aquarius. So our solar system is moving into a new energy zone, and it's recalibrating the energy matrix of not only the Earth, but also the fields of consciousness, you know, within our, you know, the field of energy within our own brains, you know, how we are conscious. And I'm going to be going into this because we're talking about the Schumann resonance, you know, which is the heartbeat of the Earth, which has been increasing dramatically. And it's, I'll be going into, you know, how this relates to our whole concept of who we are, individually and collectively, you know, the whole concept of us as the United Sovereigns of Earth as a whole, you know, and how this whole is greater than the sum of the parts. There's a whole new unity consciousness that's emerging. And this energy shift on a solar system level is, it's transforming the magnetic fields on all planets in our solar system. It's upgrading the resonant DNA frequencies in trillions of our cells that are communicating with each other in the quantum unified field, as I mentioned. Now, Nikola Tesla, one of the real geniuses of the last 100 years, said if you want to find the secret to the universe, think of energy, frequency, and vibration. I mean, we now know it's just, it's all vibration. It's all energy. You know, we live in a sea of, an ocean of vibrational actuality that we subjugate as reality. So there's a process that's going on. I sometimes refer to it as the matriculation of the matrix of these energies, of this ocean of vibrational actuality. Not just our solar system that's moving into this new field of deep space energies of Aquarius, but we're moving on in our own consciousness. And sometimes it's being referred to the shift, the big shift from 3D and 4D to 5D. And I'll be going into this a little bit what that means. So there's an upgrade in process of the internet web of light within us. You might say this quantum consciousness that's morphing with the fabric of space-time as the energetics of the world are shifting. You know, it's morphing the fabric of our perceptions of space-time, and it's quickening a new type of unity consciousness, a kind of conscientious common sense of the whole truth of what's really going on in the world. The internet has primed the pump for this. I mean, full disclosure of the problems and solutions, the whole truth with full disclosure of not just the opportunity of Christ mass awakening within the systemic global web of civility, and we're talking about, you know, the Christmas spirit, you know, of that's awakening in the collective consciousness of humanity. Now, there's I'm not talking about something that's going to happen overnight, you know, like flipping on a light switch. And some are already there. Some are already attuned to this concept of unity consciousness in the field and all the implications of a new kind of common sense, conscientious common sense that's emerging with full disclosure of extremely advanced technologies that could create extraordinary abundance on the earth and liberate the consciousness of humanity with a communications processes, infrastructure, capabilities that would liberate and leverage our individual and collective consciousness in an unprecedented way. Call it the shift to 5D, common sense, unity consciousness, the Great Awakening. It's been called a lot of things, revelations, etc. So we're talking about the World Wide Web of consciousness, the World Wide Web of energy is going through a shift. And it's this big shift is part of, you know, this is the galactic thing. This is our solar system is in alignment with these photonic energies which are causing a surge in the field, a surge in the source field. And it's been accelerating to this point of collective zero point, it's sometimes referred to. Again, mass awakening, Christ mass consciousness, higher Christic vision of virtue and valors for the victory and valor for the victory of consciousness itself. And some people are more there than others. But this is a process in the worldwide web of consciousness that has been matriculating the matrix for this last 100 years. It's been accelerating with the rate of change since the internet. This has really accelerated. Mass awakening, full disclosure, just about anything you want to know, problems and solutions. And it's kind of at that point now where there's a kind of a level of chaos because information overload creates kind of a numbing effect, you know, like sensory deprivation does. And a lot of people, you know, are just surfeited in so much information. And the more information you have, the greater is the need to get it all in order. So the web of consciousness, the web of light, you know, is like there's this surge in the web, in the field. And if you touch a spider web in one place, the whole web quivers. Our vibrations, our thoughts, what we do, all send a quiver through the web of this planet. So may the vibrations that we each send out this moment, this day, be for the healing and comfort and upliftment of all. Now, that's from a quote by Sybil Custer that I include in the blog today. I've read from that. I'm giving credit to her regarding that concept of the worldwide web we live in, how it's compared to a web. So moving on to global interactive internet reality at this time in history is creating, you might say, a recycling of general knowledge that generates specific wisdom. There is a surge in the field, in the web of consciousness on the planet, and in resonance with that, and you might say in parallel with that, is a surge of intelligence in the field as a function of our new net reality. And this is culturing what's referred to as 5D Christ mass consciousness as the second coming. The second coming of Christ, you might say, in the collective consciousness of global humanity. The shift to 5D. And this is this, you know, verbalizing and explaining and framing this understanding of what's going on with this mass awakening becomes a catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. As we become conscious of how we are conscious in this process, we involve our conscience as with a capital C. So a signature aspect of the general enlightenment that's now occurring, you know, thanks to the global computer internet revolution, is awareness of how one is conscious, you know, with a conscience. You know, that small voice within that reflects those Christ-like attributes which define the true spirit of Christ mass consciousness. So this is the metaphor of Christmas story I'm talking about that brings light to dark places for more full spectrum light as the spirit that matters within and with all, you know, on earth as in cosmos at large, you know, the galactic Christmas story, you know, the festival of lights with billions of stars. So children will feel the magic of any Christmas story that's represented well. And one way of doing that is with pure geometric thought forms. You know, I refer to it as the love model. You know, the circle, the triangle, the square, these thought forms that frame first principles like building blocks for the creative learning process and the actual processes of consciousness at the foundation of self-correcting self-mastery for one's upward mobile ascension through life. There are universal principles or universal archetypes that you might say geometrize the processes of consciousness, the learning process, the creative process. And we're talking about the law of the one, the circle, the two-in-one, the cross, the three-in-one, the trinity, the four-in-one, which is sometimes referred to the pyramid of self and civilization, or the city four square, the New Jerusalem, sometimes referred to the most powerful thought form in the universe and the key of the ascension of the planet, the cosmic cube. Again, the city four square in Christian mysticism, and you see the mandalic archetypes in the Hopi and Tibetan sand paintings, and this universal archetype of the pyramid of self and civilization. Looking down on the pyramid, you've got the square with the cross and the circle in the middle representing the capstone. So we're talking about an integration of the law of the one, and two in one, three in one, four in one for the law of five in one, as in the fifth dimensional capstone for the creative ascent process that involves self-elevation, self-correcting, self-governing, self-elevation as salvation, an upward mobile ascension throughout life. And again, this is really important for children. As goes the children, so goes the future. And of course, explicit metaphor for children can be with just building blocks. I mean, in primary school, in preschool, there can be orientation to these thought forms that can be fleshed out, in K through 12 with an understanding of the creative learning process where people can own their own lives. We're talking about the laws and of self-governing sovereignty, owning your own life, your own learning, your own health, your own business. The sovereignty principles, should be, inculcated with Montessori-type learning processes, on a personalized basis at the earliest levels. So adults may understand this ascension process scientifically as the long prophesied end of one age and beginning of another. As I referred to it, we're talking about scientifically the energetics are changing, a different sector of deep space energies that are exciting our nervous systems with the higher energies of cosmic love. It's referred to as the deep space energies of Aquarius that our solar system is aligned with. And those who understand the historical understanding of the energies of Aquarius and the quantum age of Aquarius we're moving into, we're moving into the quantum age, this understanding of quantum everything, energy field everything, that it's all connected in an instant everywhere interactive way that is a mirror for the instant everywhere interactive internet. But we're talking about the internet, the web of light, of consciousness. And there are laws. God has rules, a geometrically ordered divinity. There is order in the universe. And the spirit of Aquarius was known anciently to represent freedom and love. Freedom in love. Love as geometric order divinity, as universal order. In other words, you can't have freedom without order. So freedom in universal order is a balance of linear and nonlinear. It's like left brain linear logic, then right brain nonlinear spherical consciousness, intuition. And of course, the corpus callosum at the base of the brain, is switching between brain hemispheres all the time, between the linear and the nonlinear, moment to moment. Some people, especially in the West, are more left brain dominant, and some people, especially in the East, are more right brain dominant. I've talked about this in numerous shows, and there's a science to this, the understanding of the holographic field, and how this works on all levels, from the brain field between our ears to the hemispheres of the planetary body. So there's a lot of agitation going on in the collective consciousness of humanity right now because there's a kind of a chaos. We're in this transition point, like the metamorphosis out of a cocoon you know, that a caterpillar goes through, in the process of becoming a butterfly. We're kind of like coming out of the cocoon stage, or we're still in the cocoon stage, you know, and there's this whole process of metamorphosis we're going on in the collective consciousness of humanity, where we're coming into divine order, but there's kind of a chaos right now, and there's kind of a warring in the members, and the old system is disintegrating, and new systems are integrating. It's like the old caterpillar worm is disintegrating in the gray gunge of the chrysalis, you know, that's in transformation to become this butterfly. But the butterfly isn't quite formed yet, and we definitely haven't taken wing yet. That's coming, but, you know, or in the middle of time, in the meantime, we're in that gray gunge area of kind of still integrating, you know, a butterfly body. So the agitation of normalcy that many people are feeling is because of a quantum shift in the frequency of the field, the quantum field. The baseline Schumann resonance, you know, the heartbeat of the earth, has risen dramatically, and the higher frequencies are associated with higher dimensional awareness of a spherical, nonlinear, right brain dominant nature. And this is the nature of the big shift from 3D left brain dominance toward 4D right brain prominence to achieve 5D whole brain balance. The shift from 3D to 5D. That's a loaded statement, and I'm going to go into that, because the understanding of that and what's going on with this global transformation in consciousness, the more, again, as we become conscious of how we are conscious, the more that a unity conscience can emerge of a five-dimensional integrated nature. Now, I provide links on this 5D concept that go into articles that massage that message, that oriented from multiple perspectives what this fifth dimensional shift is about. And if you're new to Cosmic Love or new to my blog, those links will bring you up to speed. So a new system of checks and balances is going mainstream in the personal and planetary holodeck. You know, the holographic field between both hemispheres of the brain as well as corresponding hemispheric fields of east and west. And there are laws of consciousness that are just like the laws of physics, but in a holographic quantum world, the physics of consciousness are nonlinear in a decentralized, instant everywhere, and interactive way, like the universal hardware interface for local and global mass-to-mass telecom. The hardware interface concept of a universal interface for global interaction on a mass-to-mass scale. Those who are familiar with my blog over this last year, I've oriented that concept, that understanding, with links to explain the next phase of the computer internet revolution after hardware, IBM software, Microsoft, NetWare, Netscape, and then hardware, and what that looks like, how that works for what's called Web 3.0 cyber ethics, an interactive interface for universal interaction on a mass-to-mass scale, and how that works and how that will evolve and what that means, as a function of the full potential of the quantum computing, the full potential of quantum reality and quantum science. So we're talking about this movement is in process. This shift is in process. And there's a synchronistic thing going on between the internet and the internet with this web of energy, this shifting energy that's resonating, the Schumann resonance, which resonates with brain field in the higher alpha range of brain field waves. It resonates at that level, and it's basically, you know, this is what's discombobulating a lot of people that are, you know, their comfort zone is, you know, operating at a lower the theta level, but the beta level, but you know we're moving into this higher alpha theta level of brainwave resonance, basically with the field. Collective consciousness of humanity is coming into resonance increasingly with these higher vibrational frequencies. And it's moving from there's a new synergy that's moving from the linear to the nonlinear with levels of balance, with a balancing process, you might say, a process of homeostasis and healing that's affecting all dimensions. You know, the five dimensions that we're aware of. Of course, there's many more dimensions, and there's many people talking about, you know, the 7th, 8th, 9th, 11th dimension. Most people, 99%, don't really understand the first five dimensions, so I'm not going to go beyond that because that's like the fundamentals of, you know, the first principles of cosmic law. That's the foundation. I mean, once we arrive with consensus and understanding of 5D, we're pretty much home free collectively. I mean, we're on the way. Because this process of personal and planetary ascension is following the natural laws and language of consciousness itself. You know, it's governing the transformation of the mental matrix of a 3D lockstep linear left brain letter of the law that's been largely out of step with 4D nonlinear intuitive knowing in the spirit of atonement as atonement. You might say atonement for sin, it's stuck in negativity type sin. You know, that atonement for sin as in terms of stuck in negativity, this is the process of atonement that's the movement going on in collective consciousness shift from 3D through 4D to 5D. And of course, understanding these terms, I mean, Socrates, you know, the wise guy of history said, the beginning of wisdom is a definition of terms. So understanding these terms, these geometric thought forms that frame the first principles of cosmic law, you know, the fractal order of the holographic universe, you know, without getting too abstract, you know, we're talking about the movement towards the quickening of zero point, you know, nonlinear spherical consciousness of an intuitive and empathic nature that represents the language of the angels of love at the heart of the law of the angles of God, you know, geometrically ordered divinity. The language of the angels at the heart of the law of the angles for congruent form with coherent frequency. Coherence as the frequency in the unified field, worlds without end throughout the universe, is a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm. You know, it's a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when you're in the frequency of holy compassion, joy, love. This is heart coherence. It is a standard in the fabric of time and space throughout the universe. The golden ratio is the principle that's all through architectural design, beautiful paintings of the Renaissance, architecture, the most beautiful architecture of history. Golden ratio was coded all through it. Well, it's a coding that's actually in the fabric of space and time as a frequency of holy compassion. That's a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when you're in the frequency of joy, love, compassion. It's the golden rule, you might say. It's the gold standard. So the process of culturing Christ-like consciousness on a mass scale is sometimes referred to as the 5D quantum shift in the morphic fields of Earth. And that's hyperlinked in the blog, so there's more that goes into that understanding for those that want an in-depth orientation of what this 5D thing is really all about. More often, most people are familiar with the concept or have heard the concept of the second coming of Christ and may not have known that This referred to Aquarian energies of Christ-like freedom and love as universal law and global language, coming to a handheld hardware interface near you. Now, I say that tongue-in-cheek, but the whole point of an interactive interface for global mass and mass telecom can be operant with a simple application on one smartphone. And that model is explained, you know, with the links that I provided on hardware and this hardware interface. There's a lot of different dimensions of that. I've been modeling that for decades. I gave a presentation to the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building on Capitol Hill on this concept back in 1974. And I've got, you know, I've referenced this actually in my last show. I went into that in more detail. But, you know, and I provide links on the website that go into that understanding of what I've been working on since 1974, back to the drawing board thousands of times, you know, framing this understanding of this universal law language in terms of an interactive interface that could be used today. Now, back today, it would be on a smartphone with a simple application, and how you can interact on a real-time basis, 100, 1,000, a million people at the same time without creating noise. That may sound like an abstract, but that's what this universal law language of consciousness, the language of light, of consciousness, as consciousness, that's what it frames. And I go into that more with links in this article here. So we're talking about a process for culturing global wholeness, healing, blessing, and sealing in the light of Christ mass consciousness. And this is the ascension process. And it's a conscious evolution process that involves and cultures our individual and collective conscience currency. Now, this understanding of conscience currency is a keynote, and there's a link on that that goes into it in more depth, but really we're talking about the currency for the next economy. And we're talking about, you know, the processes of consciousness that define, refine, and shine an awareness of how we are conscious, in good conscience, as determines the highest and best use of our gifts, talents, and collective resources. So, as we all know, if you have love, you don't need much else. And love is the only thing that the more you give it away, the more you have. If you don't have it, it doesn't matter much what else you may have. I mean, love is really paradoxical. It's the key. It's the master's key. Anyway, going into the second part now of the show, I'm hoping I'm going to have enough time to get through this. And the second part of the show goes into more the understanding of the systemic global upgrade. And this is the theme I'm going to be carrying into 2018, this upgrade of five core internet freedoms. Global upgrade. Global conscientious common sense upgrade of our five core internet freedoms. So the family of mankind is on the threshold of a new unity and diversity in our global village of instant, everywhere, and interactive internet capabilities. The only question now is how our new net reality will mature to upgrade five core net freedoms of, by, and for billions of global netizens who are now yearning to breathe free from self-serving power elite potentates who profit by creating and managing war, disease, and death of our environmental life support systems. Point being is the opportunity is equal to the challenge. Yeah, there's a lot of challenges, but, I mean, the twinkling of an eye in the larger cosmic scheme of things, this upgrade of our five core net freedoms, what that looks like and how that works and how it's in process now and how it has been a revolution in higher consciousness the last 30 years since the birth of the computer internet revolution, then we're talking about this shift is going mainstream, you know, ready or not. I mean, the evolution of the golden rule from agricultural age metaphors, you know, reaping what we sow with loving kindness, you know, the Piscean age, is now maturing with the gold standard for a global golden age as the next wave of the computer internet age begins to represent quantum reality and a quantum age with a universal interface for global mass-to-mass interaction. You know, quantum computing with love. Not your ordinary love. you know, but a frame of reference for the first principles of cosmic universal law. So think of yourself as a computer in this regard. If your computer is not able to keep up with the ability to process new information in old programs, it's time for an upgrade that may include more memory, new programs, and a higher processing speed. I mean, it's the same with global net reality. The internet is due for an upgrade. This is also true for each one's spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies as layers of programming, you know, like layers of density from the highest spiritual to the mental, emotional, and to the physical. There's different programming that needs an upgrade. And in civilization at large, it's the same for different layers of programming in government, education, healthcare, and the economy. You know, these institutional archetypes on the outer that correspond to the archetypes of energetics on the inner, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. So it's all connected holistically in a holographic field of the personal and planetary holodeck. You know, as within, so with all, as above, so below. You know, the computer mind of God, love, source is an exquisite metaphor, you might say, or modern-day parable that parallels cosmic law governing your brain field, holodeck, as your platform for cognition from first upper brain to lower brain, and second is from left brain to right brain, and third from forebrain foresight to rear brain hindsight. I mean, this is the cosmic cube thought form for the holodeck. From upper brain to lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. You know, kind of a 3D cosmic cube, you know, for the holodeck. And this is a thought form that that corresponds to the interactive interface for hardware. Some of those who have followed what I've been writing about, been speaking about Cotton Cosmic Club this last year, know what I'm talking about. Others who are new to this concept will need to read some of these links, you know, in the blog that goes into more in-depth of this understanding. So we're talking about this 3D frame of reference is a composite of these three scales, this brightness scale, you know, from the upper brain to lower brain, you know, which is like the lower end of that brightness scale is the reptilian brain. The upper end of it is like the pineal, pituitary, you know, the higher mind. And then you've got, from the brightness scale, you've got the color spectrum from left brain to right brain as a function of this universal light language of consciousness, the language of light, language of consciousness. There's a whole website on light language that goes into that understanding of this universal language of light of consciousness as consciousness. And then there's this third dimension that gives depth, you know, from hindsight to foresight. I mean, in time as the fourth dimension. So more on this 4D perception can be read at this article called The Future of Time. There's a link on that. In-depth understanding, and that article is amazing for a lot of people that really want to understand the continuum of time. Time is a perception, and this article explains how there are four archetypal ways of perceiving time that corresponds directly to four archetypal processes of consciousness that are common to both the internet and the outer net. You know, internet as kind of introversion, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, and the outer net referring to extroversion in government, education, healthcare, and the economy. So we're talking about balanced integration of these four dimensions defines, refines, and shines 5D conscience. This is what hardware cyber ethics achieves. All the ingredients for the next economy. Now, a keynote I haven't addressed before on the Cosmic Love Show or on my blog is the understanding of the next economy and cryptocurrency. So I'm going to go into this concept of the next economy and how that can look as a function of cryptocurrency. Now, some people who have followed that will find this interesting. Those who aren't up to speed on this huge drama going on with cryptocurrency and blockchain technology, I have written about this before. I haven't focused on it because most people aren't there. They're just not there. But it's becoming very timely with this understanding of Bitcoin, which many people say is a huge bubble. It's about to burst. Well, many people say our economy is a huge bubble. It's about to burst. Well, what's going to be the currency for the next economy? Well, probably a blockchain of some kind, a blockchain technology, which secures value. For those who have followed on blockchain, I've provided some links in this article that goes into this more of the understanding of blockchain and cryptocurrency, and for those who are new to it. But it's, you know, there's a little orientation here. Ask yourself, I mean, is it true that the coin of the cosmic realm is the gold standard that I've been referring to, you know, the golden rule? And are you aware that cosmic law language frames the first principles of the golden rule? Universal law language, first principles of the golden rule. And would you agree that cosmic love as a rule has archetypal value for cryptocurrency? Anyway, this, I'm giving an orientation here, more links and geometric thought form frames of reference are provided in the blog that explains how cryptocurrency valuation of open source code can monetize global holistic healing with this geometric order divinity, this love model, framing spherical synergies holistically. And those who look at this larger version of the love model graphically, I've got on the website blog, you'll notice that there's this there's these four circles of wholeness, these circles of wholeness in all four of these geometric archetypes. There's a circle in the L, there's a circle in the middle of it, there's the full circle in the O. There's two circles in the V, like thesis, antithesis, synthesis with a new circle. And there's four, and you might say, four synergies, four triangles coming together in the capstone of the E for, you know, another circle, the capstone integration of all four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization. Again, I'm talking metaphorically, you know, Christ, Mass, love as a Christmas story here. And we're talking about the law of the one, atonement as at one-ment, the law, the one law and the two-in-one, the three-in-one, the four-in-one of the capstone, the creative ascent process for interaction, for co-creation with God love, geometrically ordered divinity. And this conscience currency is dedicated to the one I love, the capstone. So I love this quote by Dr. David R. Hawkins from his book, The Eye of the Eye, where he says, "To understand the nature of God, it is necessary only to know the nature of love itself. To truly know love is to know and understand God, and to know God is to understand love." So I provided a link on the love map codes for the holodeck. Now, we're talking about universal law language for the holodeck and mass-to-mass communications. And I figure it's time to release those codes, putting them out there. They're metaphoric codes. We're talking about metaphoric Christ-like vision and virtue and valor for the victory. Some will get it, some won't. So what? Next. I mean, you know, we're all at different levels of interest, intention, attention, you know, for ascension. So each to their own. You know, I'm hoping whoever's reading this blog or listening to this and then reading the blog will be able to find something of value in here. And there's some different infographics I've provided in the article today. There are some different articles. My point here is the higher the concept of value, universal vision value, virtue value, victory value, the greater the results. The higher the concept, the greater the results. So I have at it. I'm going to go more into this cryptocurrency thing. There's an article about, you know, what is money. It just came out a couple days ago on Zero Hedge. and by Charles Hugh Smith, one of my favorite authors. The article is called What is Money? Yes, we're talking about Bitcoin. And he says in this article, good ideas don't require force. Now, that describes, you know, the good ideas such as the mobile phone, the internet itself, cryptocurrency doesn't require force. And it also refers to Web 3.0 global telecom, Web 3.0 cyber ethics, Web 3.0 hardware. So what I'm saying is, you know, well, there's an opportunity now to catch the wave, build the wave, and ride the wave of mass valuation for LoveBits, a new cyber currency, now getting ready for launch. LoveBits, you know, like Bitcoin, LoveBits. We're talking about a unique sovereignty proposition whereby all currencies are subordinate to the currency of conscience, and LoveBits is coin of the realm, coin of this realm. And all currencies are convertible to LoveBits for global valuation of five core internet freedoms. And how all currencies thus contribute to valuation of public PLC assent, global holistic telecare. There's links here in each of these references that goes into this understanding of this new currency, LoveBits. You know, like Bitcoin, what this looks like, how this works to add valuation to a currency that can be exchanged, convertible to dollars, and can contribute to global holistic telecare and telecommerce with love. These kind of abstract concepts, but it's kind of like talking about the internet before the internet. You know, people think you're crazy. However, I've laid the groundwork this last year with the 2017 big shift for these concepts of the love model itself for valuation of consciousness and the currency of conscience as the foundation for the next economy. And this LoveBits is just trend-fitting these concepts with a cyber currency model that can basically take open source code, which is Love Maps, to the next level for navigating cyberspace with the Universal Cyber Ethics Interface. So, this is like an unveiling. This is like a gift to some who are ready for it. For others, this is just abstract gobbledygook. I mean, there are some people that really won't get this. You might say, and may not even go mainstream for what, 10 years, 20 years, a year, 6 months? I don't know. These concepts really need underwriting with prayers. That's kind of like overwriting with prayers, but underwriting with, you know, the currency, not just conscience, but the currency of the realm. And we're talking about, you know, basically making that currency convertible with this LoveBits. And what I'm saying is contributors to this can have a big influence getting this started and will be rewarded accordingly. So what I'm saying, contributors at your mark, ready, set, make it so. Get in early and cash out big. Developers will be paid in LoveBits. Healers will earn LoveBits. Currency, that's with global telecare healers, and leader bonuses will be in LoveBits, and that's global telecom. That's saying a lot. I know it's getting the new frontier of concepts here, but those who are into comprehensive anticipatory design science with trending into the future can see where this is going. You know, global currency evolution itself. And we're talking about global currency is emerging, and this is the high-end vision of where it's going. And the definite major purpose is back to the law of the one, the circle of wholeness, for Christ mass, Christmas Christ mass birthing in the collective conscious of unity consciousness. So the circle is the first principle framing the universal law and language of God love, divine love, geometrically ordered divinity. This is the round table model of ordained community through open communication systems for culturing unity in diversity. The E pluribus unum, out of many one, on the Great Seal of the United States. It's now well known that the universe is holographic in nature, as is structured holistically with the first principles of cosmic law governing the order of the universe with the prime directive that is self-corrective, with self-regulating systems of self-governing sovereignty in terms of the one universal law language for global reconciliation, peace, healing, and prosperity. So we're talking about now the launching of this hardware, cyber ethics. This is going to be the 2018 vision, the thought form of 2018, the hardware project for global telecom, TLC, teleconscience, telecom, telecommunications, telecommunity, telecommerce, culturing wisdom of the crowd, effective sensory perception in our global social networks by involving our interaction with the universal interface, which evolves wisdom with common sense. So I want to finish on the real quick, a bedtime prayer. I'm skipping a little bit, but I wanted to finish up with this for summary information, praying with children. One of my favorite memories as a father for four children was tucking them into bed and then saying a version of the following prayer with them, while rubbing their feet with my thumbs at the heart reflexology point on each foot at the upper center just under the pads. And I give a prayer something like this. I'm grateful, and I do this with the children because they would learn this, or at least parts of this. So I am grateful for my rest and food and loving care and all that makes the world so fair. I am positive that love is who I am at the heart of my beating heart, and this is God's living presence on earth as in heaven. And my I am presence makes me whole and speaks to me through my soul so I may know just how to see the good in life for me to be. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray thee, Lord, my soul to keep. My presence guide me through the night and wake me in the morning light. So pray this together, to stay together, heart to heart. Love is forgiving, not forgetting. Pay it forward. Keep the faith. See the good. Make it so. I'm going to have to do a wrap. Thanks for listening to Cosmic Love. I look forward to being back here in a couple weeks. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.